they've been a playoff nemesis. You know, we got them in 2018. They came up there in the quarters, and we beat them pretty good. They answered it the next year. You know, one thing I know the coach really well. We're friends and colleagues in this business, and you know, they're going to be well coached. I know they're going to be really athletic. I'm hoping they're not as big as they've been in the past. I really haven't seen much of them. I've got about 10 or 11 films in my Huddle account right now waiting for me to look at. But it's always a challenge, and they do a good job, you know, making adjustments in the games. And obviously they're playing really good ball. The one thing that really scares me is how bad they beat probably our own, you know, one common opponent. They really spanked Fayetteville, mm-hmm. who gave us our only loss on the year. It's always a challenge, and, you know, they're playing really well right now. I think they've won 7 or 8 in a row. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think we have, too. I'm not exactly sure. I think this makes 9 in a row for us. So, and it is a travel, and it is an early start time. So all that stuff kind of plays into it. The good news is I've got a group that likes to win, and they're very competitive on Friday nights. My thing is I just got to get them to Friday without killing each other, and hopefully we can go down there and again get this thing in the fourth quarter and pull one out.